Let us pray. Lord, on this first Sunday of Advent, help us to prepare. Quiet our hearts and minds and enter into our thoughts. Help us to hear what you are speaking to us. Help us to grow stronger because you have given us hope. And then lead us out that we may proclaim this hope, that others may see that we love you and invite others to love you as well. Be in my speaking, be in our hearing, for we pray this all through Christ, our newborn King. Amen. Our first scripture lesson this morning comes from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it, and many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. And nation shall not lift up sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." And then from the New Testament, from Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. "Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.